Welcome to Coffee with a Doc, a weekly podcast hosted by Dr. Glenn Schaefer, a practicing chiropractor with over 30 years experience helping people just like you with natural, holistic healthcare and lifestyle change. Dr. Schaefer is the creator of The Vibrant Lifestyle, a wellness program designed around six fundamental principles that when applied to your life will result in remarkable changes. Again, welcome to Coffee with a Doc, and here's Dr. Schaefer.
Dr. Glenn here. You know, it's that time of year where our kids are heading back to school. Maybe you've already picked out a backpack for your child, but that's what we're going to talk about today is backpack safety, how to use it, how to pick it out, what's important to have with a child's backpack for school, and some do's and don'ts, some of the problems that could arise if your child is not utilizing their backpack properly. So we'll cover all of that. You know, I was in the store the other day. Our church does a project where we purchase a lot of backpacks for some of the underprivileged kids at a couple of our local schools. And boy, there are some selections of backpacks. They come in all sizes, colors, fabric, shapes, just about any way for a child to want to express their own personal desires when it comes to a particular backpack. When you look at those, there are some do's and don'ts, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But backpacks in general are helpful. They're much better than a shoulder bag or maybe a messenger bag or purse or some other way for kids to carry their school books and other supplies back and forth to school. When worn correctly, the weight in those backpacks should be evenly distributed. And that's one of the things we talk about with proper posture is distributing stress over a larger section, rather, of the body that will prevent injury. So that's what a backpack is supposed to do, is spread the weight of those books and school materials over a stronger area. When you compare that to a handbag or something else that they might put books in, it's a very concentrated stress using smaller muscles. When we look at a backpack, we're using the back muscles, the leg muscles, you know, the shoulder muscles that are typically stronger in those particular areas. But if you go and try to pick up your child's backpack when they bring it home and you realize that this thing weighs 30 or 40 pounds, maybe they've got a little bit too much in there, because if they have too much weight and you're concerned, as you should be, about that extra weight maybe on your growing child's frame and what's that going to do for that, you should be concerned. I've had many patients over the years that have come to me with issues in their young elementary school, middle school, high schooler having some back and or neck issues because of their backpack. The American Chiropractic Association recommends that the backpack weight should be no more than about 10% of the child's body weight. I've seen some others, physical therapists, medical websites that talk about 10, maybe 15% of the body weight, but that's probably not 30 or 40 pounds, so we're talking about much less. Some states, even parents have gotten lawmakers involved, and they've got some legislation trying to require schools to diminish the amount of books and material that kids have to take back and forth to school because they felt it was really a health issue. So let's start with taking a look at the backpack itself and what that should look like. I mentioned that these backpacks come in all kinds of different sizes and shapes, but really if we take a look at your child, stand in front or back of them when they have their backpack on, the backpack should not exceed the width of their torso, so it shouldn't be hanging out on each side excessively. The backpack, in terms of top to bottom, you know, should only go down maybe below to the waistline, a few inches below the waistline. Backpack should have well padded, wide straps on for the shoulder part of it. Those narrow, tight straps kind of dig into the musculature there and can create some circulatory issues into the upper extremity. So if your child is experiencing some numbness and tingling and in the shoulder area or down into the arms, maybe even some weakness in the arms, possibly either the pack is too heavy or the straps are too narrow. Now, also, the back portion of it that rests up against their back should have some degree of padding in that particular area. And this is to prevent, you know, the edge of something kind of digging into their back area. So you should have some padding there. Many of them have some waist or chest straps that kind of help kind of pull it into their body and keep it in better position. Okay, so that's kind of real important also, is where that weight is distributed. Now, inside the pack, there should be some compartments in there. And these compartments, you think, oh, what's the big deal with that? Well, it keeps the whatever you have in there, keeps the books and school material from shifting around and creating an imbalance in there. So we want to put the material in, you know, closest to the body that's the heaviest. There are also some of them have compression straps on the outside of the pack, which helps to kind of pull things in and, again, keeps things in the right position. And also maybe some reflective material on the outside of it. Unfortunately, here in Southwest Florida, we've had a couple of kids that have been injured or killed when they were hit by an automobile standing out waiting for the bus in the morning in the dark. Don't know if reflective material would have helped or not, but certainly that's a good idea that one of my patients had told me about. I thought that's a great idea. Also, if you look at the material that the backpack is made of, I mentioned they come in all types of material. It's kind of like we have a weight restriction when we put luggage on an airplane now, and I just kind of weigh the empty luggage when I'm going through, my different luggage that we have to travel with, and I know we're going to be pretty close to the max. I try to find the lightest luggage so that I can get the most stuff in it and without exceeding the weight limit. But these backpacks can be made of heavier material also. So you want that lighter canvas material. I've seen some kids with leather backpacks that I know weigh quite a bit more than just a canvas backpack. So if you're starting out with a heavier pack, by the time you get it loaded, you know, it's going to be heavier. And unfortunately, in our day and age, I even noticed online some backpacks that are made of some type of bulletproof material. It's a sad state of our nation that we have to think about things like that. But if that's a concern for you, they do have those available nowadays. All right, so that's on the backpack itself and kind of what that should look like. But make sure you're checking your child periodically, especially in the early parts of the school year, or if using a backpack is something new for your child, maybe they did not have to utilize that ahead of time. So check those straps. Make sure that they are utilizing both of the shoulder straps. While it looks cool to have maybe just one strap on, that is an imbalance in weight, and if they do that all the time, that can create some back and neck issues. So make sure that they're properly fitted, that the straps are adjusted so that the backpack is up higher on their back. Encourage them, if the backpack you have has the chest strap or the weight strap, that they utilize that, especially if they have a long walk to the bus stop, you know, etc. So we pack it smartly. When you look at those different compartments in there, it's a good idea to instruct your children on this and check up on them that first month or two of school on how they're packing it with the heavier products or heavier books towards the front, and keep them in the center of it as well. Those roomier backpacks that we talked about, the size of the backpack, well, you think, oh, I'll get a bigger one. Well, if you get a bigger one, it's like women in their purses. If you have a big purse, guess what? You're going to have a whole bunch of stuff in there. You have a small purse, you're not going to have as much room for stuff, and it weighs a whole lot less. Same thing with these school backpacks. You know, the bigger it is, they'll find enough stuff to stick in there. One of my patients brought up, backpack with wheels on it. Unfortunately, most of the schools don't allow the backpack with wheels. Now, for some reason, you have a child that has some type of issue physically that you don't think they can really handle the backpack on their back. You might be able to petition the school, certainly talk to the school about that. One of the reasons they don't allow those is that they take up a little more room, especially if kids were dragging them around in the hallways. Everybody, it would take up a lot more room, and it also becomes a kind of a hazard for kids tripping over it and that type of thing. So what can some of the problems with backpacks be? And I mentioned a few of them, but poor posture is one of them. If you notice your child, when they stand upright and they have good posture and they put the backpack on, the tendency is to kind of lean forward a little bit. That's an incorrect posture. And anything that you do over and over again, you know, will start to cause changes physically in your body. And those changes, if we are varying from what is good posture to poor posture while wearing a backpack, that's going to contribute to some type of problem. So we have neck problems, lower back problems, shoulder problems that can result in improper use of a backpack. But, you know, try to lighten the load as much as possible. If you check your child again periodically, some schools at certain grade levels have lockers, others don't. And this is where parents' involvement in their children's school can be vitally important. If you go through the right channels to see if about getting lockers at schools, some of our local schools have done that where they've gotten lockers so that the kids can keep some of their books there. But if they don't need, they have a locker and they don't need to bring all of their books home every single night, that's a great idea. So keep the load as light as possible. One of my parents mentioned, you know, that it seemed at the end of the week their child was bringing home a whole lot more books for the weekend than they were during the week. And they found out that they weren't getting some of their homework done during the week, and they were waiting until the weekend to get it all done, and that hence they brought home a lot more books on the weekend. So kind of talking to your child about their week planning, making sure they're getting their homework done during the week so that they don't have all of a sudden one particular day that they have to bring a whole bunch of books home basically because they've waited to get some of their schoolwork done. But talk to your kids about the time during their day. If they have to drag their backpack or the backpack around the school during the day and cannot make trips to their locker, optimally they will have very few books in their possession during the school day versus all of them. And again, this is all dependent on the school situation. If they're in one classroom all day long, or if they have to move around to different classrooms, can they not have everything in that backpack? So it's important to talk to your kids during the course of the day about that. If your child is struggling with their backpack or they're having some back pain, make sure you communicate with your child and tell them to tell you if they are hurting at the end of the day because of that backpack and have that discussion with them. Sometimes you may have to talk to the school and see if anything can be done about this. Someday, and I truly believe this will occur where we won't necessarily have textbooks, but everything will be electronic medium. I know some schools already have a good deal of their curriculum and assignments that are online, and that's another area that is a possibility, that assignments and things can be researched where they don't need to necessarily bring their books home every single night. But it involves a little bit of communication from parents to students, parents to schools and teachers to try to work this out. The key is that these heavy backpacks can be a detriment to their physical well-being. And that's not good. You know, they do have a developing skeletal system. It's not fully mature yet. I have done a little bit of backpacking and hiking, and I know that weight carrying it for any period of time can contribute to back and neck pain. So this is real important for kids. If we start our kids out at a very young age, putting additional stress unnecessarily on their developing skeletal system, it can cause some permanent changes for some kids, especially smaller kids. If your child is small compared to other kids of his age bracket or her age bracket, or you look at girls who typically are smaller than guys and they're having to carry the same amount of weight, now that's not good, and it can cause some significant skeletal issues that can continue on, you know, throughout adulthood. So it's real, real important to monitor and check about this backpack. Don't just say, oh, well, that's the way it is. It's really an important issue that you as a parent need to kind of get in front of and spend a little time with your kids, your teachers, your school system, and trying to figure out how can we not have the weight that these kids are having to carry back and forth to school each and every day. So we look at the backpack itself and making sure you have the right backpack for your child, and then what you're putting in it, how you're putting it in there, how much are they bringing home. Have some simple conversations with your kids about all of the material they have in their backpack, what's necessary and what's not really necessary. And by all means, if your child is experiencing some back pain due to their backpack, I would find a local chiropractor. Chiropractors are uniquely trained in musculoskeletal types of issues. Could be misalignment in their spinal vertebrae. And there also could be some exercises that can be given to help strengthen up maybe weak areas in your particular child that is contributing to the concentrated stress and pain that they're experiencing. So certainly don't ignore an issue that they're having in terms of pain associated with these heavy backpacks. Well, I hope this has been of some help to you this week on Coffee with the Doc. Tune in again next week, where we're going to talk about pregnancy and lower back pain.